Hi everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm Lynn with Plasma Energy Solution. Today is February 10th, 2023. Our website is plasmaenergysolution.com. I get a lot of questions and I thought this was one that just I need to address it again because I get it fairly often. Could you explain what plasma energy water is and how it becomes what it is? Okay, so this was a question I got today. And first I'm going to read you my answer, and then I'm going to discuss some things about my answer. So my answer here is plasma energy waters are combinations that carry the memory of the items from the periodic table, herbs, plants, roots, leaves, homeopathics, essential oils, and more. The energy is extracted in a several months long process of creating GANS, gas in an atomic nano solid state. The GANS in the container changes the water that is placed in the container with it so that it carries the magnetic gravitational energy of the GANS. The water that is changed by the GANS does not wear out and it does not have an expiration date. That is why we call it never-ending plasma energy. Well, I'm going to break right here and I'm going to show you some GANS. Okay, so here is a jar of GANS of a certain combination. All right, now this looks like powder in the bottom of the jar, but even if I mix it all up and you can see it swirling around, it does not dissolve. All right. This will settle out, and I'll show you after it settles out a little bit. And the powder-looking substance is the GANS, the gas in the atomic nano-solid state. Now here's a different GANS, all right? That's not quite as pretty as the first one, unless you happen to like these color tones, right? So this is a different GANS, and it has different properties in it. All right, so there you have the GANS. Now, when we use the GANS, we are going to use it in, we're going to put some of that water that you saw in this little vial. Well, this is our wintertime vial because the little glass vials we send in the summer, they will freeze and break in the winter, and then all of us are unhappy. Now, if you're out of the country, this is what you are sent. And it's a pair of patches, okay? And you put them one on either side of your container. Now we're going to do some pretending, and we're just going to pretend that this is a very large container of what I purchased, the combination I wanted. And so these pads are going to go on either side of a large jar. Once that water is changed in what I call your mother source jar, then you can put it in smaller vials, okay? Then you could take this vial and put it on a very large container in your kitchen where you want certain combinations of water that you want to be drinking all the time. Or let's say you want to share some of what you have with a friend or a relative. Well, here you go. Now this acts as a battery, so now I'm going to go back into my reading and I'm going to say, water is taken from the container of the GANS waters that we have created and sent to you in the form of a vial or a pair of pads, if you're outside of the U.S. The vial or the pads created with the GANS water then act like a battery to change the container of filtered or distilled water that you attach them to. And I get a lot of questions, can we use well water? You can if you have really good quality well water. But I can tell you, anytime people have had issues and they said our water, my plasma energy water, it smells bad or it tastes bad and they're using well water, there's usually something that has happened that has changed the quality of the water in their well. Okay? So now you never open the vial of the GANS water that you received, just as you would never take a battery apart that you just bought for your flashlight. You wouldn't disassemble it all and try and stuff it in the flashlight. So you're going to leave this intact. And that's why we tape the lid on it. Leave the tape on there. Don't open it. It's the battery that's going to change your water. And battery's not a good word for me to use, but it's a word that people understand. So that's why I use that. All right, so once you've filtered or distilled water in your glass container, with the vial or the pair of pads attached to it, sits overnight for the first time, it is ready for you to drink and use. Now you'll notice that I used clear jars. And you see, this is the one I shook up, and it's already starting to settle out, okay? So you cannot use opaque. Now, this is something I drink out of all day, and it has my plasma water in it. Some's kind of gone. There's an inside cup inside the other outside cup. But anyway, I drink the water all day, but the water's already changed, so I don't have to worry about that it's in an opaque container. But I would never take this and put it on an opaque container and say, I'm going to change the water inside the cup with this stuck to the outside, because the energies from here simply cannot go through the opaque. Now, I get a lot of questions. A lot of people have filters, and a lot of them are stainless steel, and you can use the filtered water from the filter, but you can't attach your vials to the outside of the stainless steel container. Okay, I hope you get that distinction. So what the setup I have, I use a lot of the water in my kitchen, and so the setup I have is I have a large Berkey container, and that filters my water. And then, just because I liked the size of it, I got a zero water filter. So it's actually got another filter in it. But I wanted it because it was a 40 cup dispenser. Now it has a metal band, it has a metal spigot, it has a metal lid. That's okay because the sides of the container are clear. Now people will ask me, well, can I use a colored? And a lot of you get, this is awfully light, but a lot of you get big jugs of water in kind of a transparent blue container. That's okay to use. Now you'll see what I've done here with my spray bottle is I took, and these are the glass vials, oh boy, perspective. These are the glass vials that we ship out in warm weather. And so what I do with this, because it's sitting on my desk and I don't want to bump the vial on the outside, is I just put it inside of the container. And how do I use this? Well, I have several that sit here, and I can just okay, I can just have a sip here of Soul Support. All right. So there are other things I recommend with some of our spray combinations. One of them would be peace, one of them would be mosquito. You might end up combining those, spraying them around the house in warm weather, and it's going to alter the energies so that those flying insects don't like the energy indoors and they want to be let out. And I'll tell you, I don't have a flash or a fly swatter anymore. I have no idea what happened to it, but I never use it. I spray this around at the beginning of the season. I might get several flies over several months, okay? So, but what has always happened is I either see the fly and never see it again, or I'll see it and later I will see that it's at a door that's leading to the outside and it wants to leave. And I open the door and it leaves. Okay, so that's one way I use the the spray combinations. All right, so I never let my jar of GANS or my large drinking water container with plasma energy GANS or vials go down more than one third. So if this jar was, I had been filling vials with it, and the water was down to about here, then I'm going to add water to it. Why do I do that right away? Because if I want to use it again fairly quickly, I don't have to let it sit overnight, okay? So you can just add more filter or distilled water and keep using the water without having to wait for it to sit overnight. Water carries memory and water carries intention. The GANS, the gas in the atomic nanosolid state, was created with the memory of the items that were used to create it and the intention of what the water is to do. So let me give you some examples. Clean mouth, anxiety relief, pain relief. And you just saw my spray bottle here with soul support. And I might have one that has inflammation relief. So we're 70 to 80% water. So the quality of the water in our bodies affects the quality of our health and our life. So now you have to ask yourself, well, what's the quality of the water in my body right now? All right. And I think mine's pretty good. I've been drinking the plasma energy water combinations, oh gosh, for probably 8 years. Time flies when we're having fun, doesn't it? So, your water can be used by people, pets, and plants. We've got many articles, we've got frequently asked questions, we've got testimonials, I've got free reports, and we've got lots and lots of videos on the plasma energy combinations. And the videos are listed at YouTube, the ones that Dr. Paul and I did, and there's probably about 4 dozen over there. I don't post on YouTube anymore because I don't like being censored. I got a strike on a video that we had done together that had been on YouTube for a couple of years, and all of a sudden one day it was gone. Well, this is not appropriate content. Oh, for pity's sakes. So when that happened, not wanting to lose those other videos that we had done, I moved over to Brighteon. So on Brighteon, I'm listed under Plasma Energy Solution and also under Lynn Schmaltz. Under YouTube, I'm listed under Lynn Schmaltz or Schmaltz Patricia Lynn. So you can find it on either channel. And whenever I send out an email, one of the first videos, I posted several videos at the bottom of emails as an automatic part of the response. And here's one that says, Dr. Paul and I did this on August 16th, 2019. Plasma energy, what is the best way to start using it? Dr. Paul, retired veterinarian and plasma scientist, and Lynn Schmaltz present the best way to start using plasma energy. They talk about placing energy fields around your home for a dome effect. In an earlier video I did today, I also talked about that effect of your energy fields, because not only is this the plasma energy changing the water inside your body, you have energy fields around you. Some people call them auras, some people call them biofields, but those energy fields are an extension of the energy that's in your body. When we wanted to test to see how far the plasma energy fields went out. And so at the time we had one setup that had 16 vials for the plasma energy station. And we now do 4 vials this size, condensing down to 16 vials. So I was using dowsing rods, and you can douse energies with those rods. when I checked the energy on the vials, it was over 30 feet. And I thought, well, okay, now we'll check the energy on the patches. And so I had a pair of patches, and I had set them up, and then I walked backwards with my dowsing rods. I should show them someday. I just forget to bring them over here. And as soon as they were opened up, and as soon as they closed, that was where the energy field ended. Now, what I also did is I had a pair of pads that was like post-it note size. I didn't fold that very well, but okay, they were this size. I took the pair of pads, put them up, walked back. Same thing. It was over 30 feet. So that I hope that gives you an idea of what this is all about. We call it never ending because it doesn't expire. It doesn't wear out. And I will tell you honestly that there are some people who work with plasma energy who are telling people on their channels that, oh, well, these are going to wear out. You're going to have to replace them. Our business model was that we give somebody something that is a never-ending source that they can share with others, and those people can share with others. We did not set up a model that said, oh, you know what? I think this is going to run out in 2 months and 14 days, and you need to replace it. Or I think this is going to last for a year and 7 days, and then you're going to have to reorder some more. That is not true of our products, and that's not the way we do things. So, that's our approach to our plasma energy. And I have a friend who people will say, well, what is that? She has it set up on a stand in a big, nice water container. For lack of having to do a video and explain everything, she just looks at him and says, it's my magic water. You just need to ask Lynn about it. So, anyway, this is suitable for people, pets, and plants. There are combinations that are suitable for your garden. So I would encourage you to go through and look at all the information. We've really tried to make a lot of information available for you on how different people are using this. I have one woman who has an autistic son, and I believe he was in his late teen years, and life was probably getting pretty difficult at their house. It was getting he was getting to be quite a handful. She ordered the plasma energy water, and she said, I'm going to be sharing this with other people. And I said, that's great, And I have many people who say that, and I don't know if they ever do or not. But she really got with it, and I've had two or three people that have ordered other things from me, and they said, well, we're part of a group that's working together, and we're all sharing these plasma energies, and there's about 30 people in that group. Now, all 30 people didn't have to come and buy all the same things. So some of them could buy these combinations, others would buy these combinations. They would set them up, and then they would share them with others. Now, when you set up your water, it's going to look clear like this because you're not going to get the GANS powder. That's our mother source. What Dr. Paul explained is there's GANS in this water, but when you're talking nanoparticles, you're talking thousands and thousands of little particles that create what we call the gas in the atomic nanosolid state. So I hope that's helpful for those of you who got the long and the short answer of well, what is plasma energy and what are some of the ways I can use it? The long answer is everything in the video. The short answer is my friend who says it's magic water. So the long part to her answer is go to plasmaenergysolution.com and start looking up the information on it. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good rest of your February. Thanks.